I always imagined that if I was a doctor, I'd be offended by the bracha refaim. A doctor goes through years and years of training, years and years of practice and experience of helping people, of saving people. And I read in this bracha, refaino Hashem v'nerefe. Now, who's going to be healed? The person who's going to be healed, God will heal them. And we ask God that He will do it. Ki kel melech rofei neman, baruch ata Hashem rofei cholem ha'israel. The role of healing the sick is in God's hand, not in the doctor's hand. Just imagine a doctor would be offended. How do you say this every single day, where we look towards God completely when it comes to medicine? Truth is, the Gemara in multiple places talks about this bracha. Rav has a really interesting opinion. Rav in Avodah Zarah says the following: Am Rav Chia Barashi Am Rav. Af al pi sha'amru shoel adam tzarchav v'shomei tefillah. Even though, as we know, everyone is entitled, everyone is encouraged to personalize Shemon Esrei and shomei tefillah. Listen carefully. Im yesh lo chole betoch beito, omer b'brachat brachat cholim. If you have a sick person in your house, and there's someone sick in your house, you're supposed to say something in this bracha. I just want to think about that word, im. Can someone read this for me in two different ways? If you have someone in your house who's sick, go ahead and say. I'll read this in two different ways. Now, the most minimalistic way goes like this. Normally, we race through davening. Maybe Shmanasar, we say a little bit slower. You should stop for a second, think about a person. Oh, my mother's sick, God forbid, my grandparents, my this. Somebody's sick. Hey, I should actually pay attention in Shemon Esrei this time because it relates to me. So let me say Shemon Esrei. You can also read the im very much stronger. It means like this. If you know of somebody who's sick, you better daven really with a lot of kavana. Because what type of insensitive person are you that somebody back home is sick, so you ran off to shul to go daven, and you can't even daven for them? If we take refa'inu seriously, it doesn't mean that we are passive in Medicare. It doesn't mean that we are passive participants in the process of people healing. We have obligations. Doctors have obligations. They have obligations to be messengers of God, and to go ahead and to heal people with what they know. Right? Serving on Mada, volunteering, save people's lives. Shlichut of Hashem. But what's our obligation? What can we do? Most of us in the room aren't doctors, aren't trained Mada people. Do we have something we can also do? Or do we say, oh, no. Rofei cholem o'Yisrael. It's only God. It's in God's hand. It doesn't just quickly get to God's hand. If you know of anyone sick, and again, once upon a time, your household probably meant your entire extended family. Today, we live in virtual households, and we have virtual families and people we know about all over the place. How dare you not daven for them? When we read the bracha refa'inu, the goal is not to be passive. The goal is to say, what can I do with the limited resources that I have? And the very least I can do is daven. The very least I can do is think about God, think about the person, get, you know, stir up some emotion, and daven. The Jew never despairs, no matter what the situation is. Sometimes there are things we can actively do. So we're here in the state of Israel, you can join the army. We're here, you can, well, today's election day, you can vote. Or more importantly, you could run for office. But when there's nothing that you can physically do, the least you can do is daven that the results of the election will be as good as they can. Im yesh mashu b'toch beito, if there's anything going on in your house, in your extended community, of course you have to daven. Of course you have to stop in Shemon Esrei and say, Hashem, this is at least the least that I can do, and perhaps plan in the future about doing something more concrete. But the im doesn't just say, let's be passive about refuah. Whatever happens will happen, so I'll spend 3 days, I'll be sick. Whatever. my family member is sick. Ian gives an obligation upon all of us. When we get up to Rafaeinu every single day, to remind ourselves, is there anybody I know that's sick? Because if there is, you're chayav to daven. Have a good day.